Hello, and welcome to the Desperate and Appalling podcast series. My name is Paul Sloan, and together with my co-author Des McHale, we've written a number of books ranging from lateral thinking puzzles, mathematical lateral thinking puzzles, world's best word puzzles, 1, 2, 3, 4 wacky, witty, and wonderful words are some of the books we've written. And in this series of podcasts, we chat about puzzles, situations, words, anything that takes our fancy. So please sit back, enjoy the podcast, and if you like it, come back and listen to some more.
So good morning, Des. How are you?
Good morning, Paul.
And we've got something to celebrate. We've got a new book just released. 1001 pieces of absolutely useless advice. So tell us about this book. What is it?
Well, it was your idea. And, you know, I think that there's so much, it's such an industry talking about counselling and advising and everything else. It's about time that somebody looked at really daft advice, stupid advice, useless advice. And many of them are just converted jokes. But I think they do. The amazing thing about a book is that you're proofreading it and you've seen it a dozen times. If you still laugh and you're proofreading it, it's a good sign. And I've been reading through it and laughing because they are genuinely funny, you know.
Well,
if there are 1,001, I think there are actually more than 1,001.
There are more than 1,001. We thought we'd struggle to get to 500, and then we went.
But you're bound. You're bound to laugh. I mean, if you've got that many, there are bound to be some really good ones that hit you. And then I think it's consistently good, so I'm pleased with it. I think it was your idea, so people can blame you.
Yes, they can. So I'll start with a couple of my favourites, and I'll ask you a question. Here's one. Don't feel that everyone hates you. Lots of people haven't even met you yet.
That's very good.
And another one, and this is good piece of advice in terms of climate change. Save energy. Be cremated with a friend.
Very good.
I mean, that would save energy. So a lot of these things are absolutely true.
Yeah.
But they're useless. And why does the world need a book of useless advice, would you say?
Yeah. Well, I think it needs some something lighthearted to contrast with all the serious advice that's been given. One of my favorites is, if you're taking a parachute jump, don't pull the ripcord until you're about 30 feet from the ground. Then if the parachute doesn't open, you won't have very far to fall.
It's absolutely true.
It's absolutely useless, yeah. And if your car breaks down and you have to hire an expensive tow truck to tow to the garage, I mean, make sure the handbrake is on, but make them earn every penny of it.
Here's one of my favourites, and this is absolutely true. Never buy a TV set in the street from someone who is out of breath.
Very good, yeah. I think that's quite a racist joke, actually, but we won't go into that. Yeah, yeah. One of my favourites is, to deter burglars, stand outside your house all night dressed as a policeman.
It would work. I mean, a lot of these things are absolutely true. They would work.
That's your death of cold, though, of course, yeah.
So who do you think this book is aimed at? Who do you think would like this book?
I think it's aimed at people with a sense of humour. I think it's aimed at people with a sense of irony. It's not aimed at serious people. I mean, if you're looking for serious advice, there are lots and lots of other books.
It's the antidote to motivational.
This is the first such book of useless advice. And I remember when I was a kid, my dad, who was a bit of a humorist, really, always said, you know, if we saw a rabbit in a field, he'd say, oh, it's a pity we don't have a salt cellar with us. And we'd say, why, Dad? He'd say, well, the best way to catch a rabbit is sprinkle some salt on his tail. We believe that for years. You know, we saw a rabbit, we'd say, oh, wish we had the salt cellar with us. It's true. It's correct.
It's true. They're not very helpful.
Sprinkle salt on a rabbit's tail, you're going to catch the rabbit quite easily. But it's absolutely useless.
I think it will appeal to anyone with a juvenile sense of humour, and it will appeal to anyone with kids. I think kids will love it, and you can read on a long car journey or around the table after a meal. You can share some of these, and the kids will love to hear absolutely useless advice.
Yeah.
So I think it's good for family and friends.
And some of them, I think, may have been sort of Tommy Cooper-like. And I remember him saying, I mean, if you suffer from acid indigestion, stop drinking acid.
It's true.
Yeah, and if your arm is broken in several places, stay out of those places.
I know. But one of my favourites, I think you came up with this one, and it's good advice for any young man. If you always want to have a beautiful girl on your arm, get a tattoo. It's the surefire way of getting a beautiful girl on your arm forever.
Very good. Very good.
Yes. All right.
Some of them are quite serious. I mean, never have a heart attack during a game of charades,
Yeah, I
I
know.
think,
That's good
is a
advice.
worrying one, isn't it?
Yes. I never put
And
a
if you
kid
move.
wearing Batman pajamas on the top bunk.
We're laughing. The two of us are laughing now. And I mean, it's not feigned laughter. I think it's real. I still find these funny. And I mean, people say you can't repeat jokes, but a good joke, you should be able to repeat and laugh at again. Like a
Yes,
good piece of
yes.
music, you should be able to listen again and not say, oh, I've heard that before. If you're moving house, be careful with your goldfish bowl. The best thing to do is put your goldfish bowl in the freezer so it won't spill over and ruin the goldfish's day.
It's like that one, don't drink and drive because the drink splashes all over the place. It's
That's true.
true.
That's true. It's true. And
Yeah.
if you see Siamese twins fighting, don't attempt to separate them.
No, that would be unwise. That would be
Yeah.
unwise. So
Now,
here's
there is a
one.
section in the book of tasteless ones, and I'm
Oh,
afraid
and
they're my
taste.
favorites.
They're your favorites. They're shocking.
They're my favorites. And I'd love to do a whole book of tasteless advice because good. And one I like is to keep flies out of your kitchen, dump a load of cow manure in your living room.
It would work.
Then they would
So
work, yeah, it would, yeah.
I'll just say there are what, about 15 chapters, and there's quite a few. There's 10 chapters of general advice, and there's one on jobs and professions, one on sports and games. There's a section on travel and tourism, lots of advice for travelers and tourists. Marriage, family, and relationships. We've got good advice if you want to
Yeah.
improve your marriage and
Yeah.
relationships.
Well, I
Not.
mean, over 150 years ago, the famous Punch magazine had advice to young men about to get married, and it was don't. So, I mean,
Health and
that.
diet, we've got a business and career, grammar advice, bad taste, and around the house. So we've got separate sections, so you can dwell on the section that interests you most. But yes, give me another one.
By the way, never trust a plumber who wears Wellingtons.
I
I
like
mean, that's
this
a
one
nice
though.
image as well as everything
I
else.
told this to a friend last night and she didn't get it, but to catch a boss, first you have to think like a boss. I think that's
That
very
is
subtle.
good.
And she didn't get
That
it
is
because she
true.
hadn't heard the expression, to catch a badger, you have to think, or to
Yeah.
catch a tiger, you have to think like a. She never heard of that. But to catch a boss, you have to think like a boss is.
Well, that actually comes from John Buchan, the 39 steps. To catch a criminal, you've got to think like the criminal. And I mean, that was good advice in those days as well.
Yes, indeed.
Never make a deathbed confession. Or if you do, make sure that you don't recover.
Be terrible to confess to a crime on your deathbed and then recover and be prosecuted for it. I know. That's a good advice that I'll remember that one.
Sublime to the ridiculous. Never stoop so low as to pickpocket a dwarf.
I know
I mean,
you'd
that's
have to
yours.
stoop a long way. But I'll get
That's
this
good.
shoes one out if you'll give me a chance. Shoes will last twice as long if you only wear them every other day.
That's right.
And it's true.
Well,
All
I
right.
actually do that, but I have two pairs of shoes. I mean, I use. I mean,
Oh, you've got two pairs of shoes.
but that's actually, yeah, I'm rich, but I'm not as good as Imelda Marcos. But I think that is good advice that shoes will last much longer if you alternate them, if you give them a rest. That
Yeah.
seems to be true. So,
Do you know what kind of shoes are frogs' favorite shoes?
I don't know.
Open-toed sandals.
Oh dear, terrible, terrible. And
Anyway,
never
getting
marry a
back to
tennis
these.
player. Never
So,
marry a tennis player because love means nothing to them.
love means nothing to them. And talking about tennis, you should try harder on the early points in the game because they're worth 15, whereas the later
That's
points are only worth 10. A lot of people don't realize that.
And of course, Oscar Wilde said, one should always pass on good advice. It can't possibly be of any use to oneself.
Yes.
I mean, that's a very nice cynical attitude.
Okay, here's another one. Kids should not fool about with fireworks. Adults who have been drinking all day should do that job.
That's right. And 3 out of 4 is usually a good result, unless you come home from the park with just 3 of your 4 kids. That's a very masculine joke, I think.
Right. So, yeah, we self-published this book. It's available on Amazon and in Kindle and paperback form. And I will update it from time to time as we get new material, I think. That's a great
I
thing
think that's
about it.
good. That is one of the advantages of self-publishing, that you can
Yes,
add
but
additional
at the
material.
moment it's packed with atrocious advice, juvenile jokes, and terrible tips. That's what I've said on the back. And I think most people will like it. So I'll give you a couple of final ones and then we'll wind up this little session, I think. If you swim with a friend, your chances of getting eaten by a shark will drop by 50%.
Very
It's
good.
true.
And this is a serious one from my book on mathematical humor. You can easily reduce the value of pi to 3 by giving every circle a straight bit. And that's lunacy, isn't it? But that was a serious letter that a mathematician received.
Yeah. Well, of course, the ancients didn't like the fact that pi was irrational at all. But we're getting on to a different topic there.
That's true. That's true.
Yes. All right. Before you say your baby looks just like you, make sure the baby is the right way up.
And pick your nose only if you're consulting a plastic surgeon. Yeah.
All right. I think we'd better leave it at that point. So, Des, thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
A very good short podcast, I hope. Hope people like it. And I look forward to working with you on many more books.
Well, I've had a piece of useless advice from a friend. It is, for God's sake, don't write any more books like this.
1001 pieces of absolutely useless advice. Thank you, Des.
Thank you, Paul.